This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they...
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, y'all, welcome. We kick in our broadcast week right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show through naturalnewsradio.com 24/7. But, of course, our Sunday edition, really special, through GCN Live, our broadcast syndicator. So thank you for being here. I got a couple hours of great healing information, empowering information for you. Second hour, we are scheduled to be joined by not a doc, Chris Barr. I know y'all been wondering, where has he been? Well, he's been busy with his wife, not a nurse, prepping the holistic health and healing B&B. And we'll get to that. In fact, we might broadcast from there one day. But first and foremost, we're going to do a deep dive into the news of the day as it's related from our friend Jeffrey Jackson, investigative reporter, journalist extraordinaire, writing extensively, researching extensively, featured on the High Wire with Del Bigtree, our good buddy Del Bigtree. So we are going all over the place today in the news cycle and giving you information that you won't hear anywhere else in broadcast media. Again, you can listen 24/7 if you go to robertscottbell.com. Thousands of hours of archives. Good luck catching up, everybody. So thanks. Here we go. Jeffrey Jackson, welcome back, my friend. Good to have you on board.
Hey, Robert. Thanks for having me.
Well, we've got a lot to cover, and I know last week, and we don't have time to go into the conclusions and a lot of the details on it, but I thought it was intriguing that President Trump hosted kind of like a media summit. I don't know what we call it, a new media summit, social media summit, because we've been covering and you've been writing extensively about the suppression of speech as it relates to natural health and healing, alternative cancer cures, vaccination discussion. It's incredible how limited we are in terms of direct communication that is now not either overtly suppressed or altered in terms of algorithms for basically it won't appear in many places. And also, sometimes you'll see in social media and even YouTube where if you do a controversial topic about vaccines or something like that, that some other link will appear below it to kind of counteract the information as if what we're presenting is fake news and what they've got is the official story.
That's right. You bet. And, you know, you had Sarah G from Green Med Info on about a week and a half ago to talk about this. And, you know, the reporting on it has been limited. Because a lot of this censorship, the pop of information has been censoring conservatives. So there's the Project Veritas, James O'Keefe undercover videos. I would urge anybody to look at that if they want to get kind of how the algorithm works for the health industry, for the health movement, national health sector. And if they want to get how Google employees talk when they're, you know, being filmed by an undercover camera, get an idea how these algorithms are programmed and who's programming them. But as far as, you know, as far as the natural health, you know, whatever we want to call it, health freedom, natural health, the vaccine rights, medical freedom, this is getting slammed just as hard as conservatives, Christians, they call them anti-abortionists. We're in the same boat. We're all in the same boat here. This is an agenda, and Google has this thing called a single point of truth for every topic. So anything that goes away from that single point of truth is essentially, you know, there's a lot of words for it, but censored, demonetized, demoted, thrown down in the search engines. And we had Sayer G, Mike Adams in Natural News, myself. We are kind of like the three people that have been out front reporting on this. And that social media summit at the White House, it happened on Thursday. And I, you know, I looked at the list of people. I didn't see many people representing the health community there. However, you know, it's not to say that the people that showed up there aren't going to bundle the issues that we're having in this community as it comes from these Googles and Facebooks in that meeting. And also on a side note too, on Thursday, the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution, this is chaired and headed by Ted Cruz, has had a hearing on Google and censorship directly through their search engine. So this is the article that I wrote, and you know, I had talked extensively with Sayer G on this, who had written quite a bit about it as well. There's a thing called auto-suggest, and when you type something in, the Google search engine auto-suggests phrases for you. And typically the first phrase that comes up is what people will pick, even maybe if it's not what they were looking for. So in a way, it's kind of predicting behavior, it's directing behavior. And what they've been doing, and there's a whole list of this, it expands in the articles. If you type in GMOs, if you type in supplements, if you type in vaccines cause, it automatically goes to a pro-industry slant with each one of those. So, for example, a popular search term is vaccines cause autism. But when you type in vaccines cause in Google search, it automatically goes to vaccines cause adults. So this is kind of like a weird meme that's been going around, but it's not a search term that people search very often. So there's kind of like a predictive herd behavior program that we're being forced into. And the article I just wrote this past week was Google is basically a quasi-marketing arm for Bayer Agrochemicals, Bayer Monsanto. When someone types in Roundup, the actual popular terms, when looked at Google Trends, the trending terms, the terms that people search for the most are Roundup cancer and Roundup lawsuit. People want to know if this product causes cancer, the health issues with it. People want to know what's going on with this lawsuit. $2.4 billion Bayer is in the hole for after losing three lawsuits. So people want to know about this. But what Google suggests, the first term that comes up is Roundup for lawns. It's basically saying, you don't want to know about this bad stuff. Let me tell you the benefits of Roundup for your lawn this summer. Go ahead and just buy that stuff.
So,
and
Jeffrey,
this is very strange.
Is there a direct link to, you know, Bayer / Monsanto and Google? I mean, is there a money trail that could be pointed to that you go, this is obvious? You know, they're manipulating the search queries based on some type of economic conflict of interest.
You know, I haven't found one with Bayer directly. I have found some with the pharmaceutical industries. There are so many that one could argue, I believe someone wrote an article on this, I'm sorry I don't have the author's name at the top of my head right now, but one could argue that Google is a pharmaceutical company at this point, masquerading as a search engine. $700+ million was invested in 2016 by GlaxoSmithKline. There's a lot of conflicts of interest as far as board of directors in the pharmaceutical companies, and there's a lot of pharmaceutical companies working with Google and investing in Google to get their data, to data mine health and consumer health issues so they can direct market to consumers and figure out trends for their future production of their product lines. So this thing is, the lines are so blurred with the pharmaceutical industry. And, you know, Bayer is a pharmaceutical industry, so I haven't found a money trail yet, but that's not to say there isn't one.
Yes. Now, folks, again, this is very important to take into consideration here that the default or de facto monopoly on search engines, again, you technically have the choice, but let's be honest about human behavior. You get into habits, they count on those habits manifesting. I'll just go to Google, I'll type in a thing. You have an idea of what you want to search. And as Jeffrey Jackson's article, which we have linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, indicates, you say, Roundup is, or good for your lawn. Yeah, whatever these things are, it's not what you're looking for. You're like, Roundup lawsuit, Roundup cancer. You've been reading about it. You've been hearing about it. You try to find out about it. Initially, the immediate response to this auto insert, as far as these searches go, it's manipulating. It's overtly manipulating what you should search for. Now, you might overcome that. That's true. But as you said, Jeffrey, they know that a lot of people will just go with whatever it is ends up populating what they were going to type, even if it's different. So this is a very classic, but in a modern sense, search engine behavior modification tool.
Absolutely. This is social engineering for 21st century, basically. And it's digital persuasion. So let's take this back to maybe 100 years ago and say, if you walked up to someone and say, hey, I want to know about that Roundup cancer lawsuit. And they would say, yeah, you know what? How about Roundup for lawns? Let's talk. That's not a big deal. Why don't we talk about how great this thing is for your lawn? It's digital persuasion, and it's very subtle and dangerous social engineering. But again, I go back to what keeps happening is it's pro-industry every time. There's not one case I can find where it's accidentally pro-humanity, pro-grassroots, pro-natural health, helpful supplements that may get people out of the pharmaceutical, industry when it comes to some of their side effects with their meds or things like that. So it continues to lean towards monopolistic pharmaceutical companies, agrochemical companies, and that's where there's smoke, there's fire on this thing. Why? Who is involved in programming these algorithms? Because they are not fair. Although internally, Google calls it machine learning fairness. That's the internal term that they call this program. So in a true Orwellian sense, they call it fairness inside the company, but it's anything but that.
Well, what it does is it weights heavily, as you said, on global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. These are multinational corporations, and ironically, our political left in America would rail against those same corporations in many places. But when it comes to, for instance, one of the topics we cover, you write about extensively, the controversy over vaccine safety and or efficacy, then suddenly the people who are for free speech are actively arguing that we must suppress speech that is dangerous because those who are questioning vaccines are clearly disease carriers or hate their children. Or, it's a bizarre time where the people who would normally champion.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th. And learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text Gold Summit to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Special thanks to my friends at Trinity School of Natural Health. If you're interested in doing something more active and engaged in helping your own health, your family's health, your community's health, and I've said this for many years, we can't rely on Rockefeller and Carnegie Flexner Report-inspired medical school curricula to save us when we're really in trouble. There's no such thing as a drug deficiency disease. That's why Trinity School is there. TrinitySchool.org. Right now, from Trinity School and a graduate and out there in the world helping others to get well, Julie Johnson is with us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome, Julie.
Hi. Thanks for having me. I appreciate being here.
Well, I'm glad to have you on board. I think that having real-world examples of the things I talk about, folks that go out and learn and then teach and help others to heal. It isn't that what you've done because you went to Trinity, and we'll go through some of the programs you went through, that you could suddenly now, you're healed. But it really is a process of teaching people how to get well themselves.
Yes, it is. And that's what the term doctor means. It means teacher. So that's what I do in my practice and have been doing so for 15 years. And thanks to Trinity and their curriculum, it's a fabulous school to go to, and you can learn at anything you want to know about natural health, you're going to get it at Trinity.
Yeah, and so you went through a while back, and you went through the what we call the traditional naturopathy ND program, and now there are different designations out there. You and I know we talked before going to air. We don't get hung up on these things. In fact, you're just Julie to the people that come and see you, and I love that. We really are invested in empowering people to get well as opposed to, oh, come to us, we'll do it for you.
Right. It's not about taking a, we're not swapping out medication for supplements. That's not the objective in natural health, at least not in my practice. So with my practice, I'm teaching people their basics about their body. Most people don't even know how their bodies function. So that's the first thing that they're going to learn, is how their bodies function and what could be causing how they're feeling.
Well, and the curricula you went through, I know it's been evolving over the years. Now we have the Canvas program, so things are more coordinated and even organized through cycling, through the curricula to come out with information you didn't have before to help others and yourself. How long ago did you come through the Trinity program?
Well, I went through the book program, so that's not available anymore. So the first program I went through was the Advanced Nutritional Consultant program, and then I went from there. I rolled right into the naturopathic doctor program, the ND program.
Mm-hmm.
That's obsolete now because they've switched over to the Canvas platform, which is really more desirable for several reasons. One, it keeps you on task, whereas the book program or the video on demand, you could work at your own pace, and a lot of people wouldn't follow through. It takes a great amount of discipline. So with the Canvas program, it's set up so that things are done on a weekly basis, and modules are short. They're 4 weeks long. So it's very different than a book program, and I'm still learning the Canvas platform, but I do appreciate that a lot more than the book program.
Well, I like that, to your point. People are busy. They're doing all kinds of things, and it's very hard if you're given kind of a nebulous, hey, whenever you can get it done. It's hard to sit on yourself, if you will, and go, oh, I got to get this done, in the midst of everything else that happens in life. So I agree. I love that the Canvas program has now been adopted, and it's really getting people through the programs. And again, the learning's really good. We've both been to some of these events where you actually get to go on site and work and learn and bring to life some of the things you learn from the distance training that exists with Trinity.
Yeah, that's a great function that they have with their program, too, are the live events that you can attend. And you do have hands-on experience with some of the things that you're learning throughout the program. Plus, you get to commingle and converse with other students, so you get to actually meet them face to face, which is really a lot of fun too, because you meet a lot of different personalities and different viewpoints and different practices, and some people are just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
Some are old school, they've been there for a long time, so it's a lot of fun when we get together at some of these events.
It is. I've enjoyed it, and I encourage everybody to plug into it. Plus, the Trinity School is hosting the Health Freedom Expo. The Health Freedom Expo is coming back to Chicago, Tinley Park, and that's the final weekend of October 2019. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. I want to get some insight from Julie Johnson, my guest this hour, about how she's put what she learned from Trinity into play, into practice where she is, and maybe share some stories of how she's been able to help other people help themselves to achieve their health goals. Stick around. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. All links are up at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following a public outcry on social media and elsewhere, Universal Pictures says it will not release a controversial film at the end of next month, as originally planned.
It's just business. Hunting human beings for sport.
That's from the trailer for the movie The Hunt, in which a dozen conservatives wake up in a clearing and realize they're being stalked for sport by elite liberals. A source at the Comcast-owned studio says the decision not to release it
was a tough call for the company, but after the recent mass shootings, they realized it was the right thing to do. Two investigations underway after Jeffrey Epstein's death in a jail cell, the 66-year-old convicted sex offender and multimillionaire committing suicide, it appears, yesterday morning by hanging himself. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We launch our broadcast week right here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Again, GCNlive.com as well for archives. Later on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio. Also streaming live during the week, 3 to 5 in the afternoon in the Eastern time zone, noon to 2 Pacific. On YouTube and Twitter's Periscope and, so many. I can't keep up with every outlet that's carrying us, Julie. But Julie Johnson is my guest this hour. She has a website, and it's linked up in the show notes, called backtobasicshealth.com. The number 2 is in there, and we have it linked up. If you'd like to reach out and see what she can do to help you as well or help yourself, we've got that linked, and she's been through the Trinity program and been at it for a long time. Julie, where are you located?
I live in South Lyon, Michigan, which is just outside of Ann Arbor. Most people know where Ann Arbor is, or they've heard of it, or Detroit. about 40 miles east of Detroit. Mm-hmm. Or west of Detroit, I'm sorry, west.
That's all right. West and east, I get confused sometimes.
Yeah, I'm that way.
Yes. So what was the atmosphere, or what is the atmosphere in Michigan? You know, for people that say, hey, I'm in Michigan, is it possible I could do what Julie's do? I go to Trinity and I can set up, hang a shingle and go, hey, I want to help people out.
Absolutely. Fortunately, here in Michigan, we don't have licensing laws, which is, you know, more protective for people like us. We don't have a lot of holistic health practitioners or naturopathic doctors here in Michigan. There's a shortage. Mm. So anybody who wants to get involved in this program on any level is going to be a help to a lot of people. There's a shortage everywhere.
Yes, yes. And I've talked about the issue of licensure, and many people are under the wrong-headed impression that licensure is about protecting the public. It's actually protecting the economic monopolies or self-interest of a small group who claim a monopoly status over something. Like allopathic physicians claim that only they can treat disease, and of course, that's only with FDA-approved pharmaceuticals, which happen to be the third leading cause of death, people. You know, not a good idea if you want longevity. And even in naturopathy, I've talked about the schism of those who have taken on a Flexner report or a Flexner-inspired curricula that's more allopathic, and they're trying to eliminate others from doing holistic things and using the term naturopathy. So don't get hung up on terms, but also remember freedom, fundamentally, health freedom, healing liberty. It's at stake everywhere. And so if you have the ability to go out and help those that are in need, and we know that there, as you said, are a shortage of people that can actually do that, look into the Trinity School. So what kind of things did Trinity prepare you to do now that you've been helping people in this way in Michigan for a long time?
Well, where do we start? With Trinity, I learned the very basics. I come from a medical background, so I want to put that out there. So I had a little bit of a head start. However, we don't use any kind of medical terminology in the natural health field. We're not allowed to. And that's fine. I don't want to be a medical doctor. But when I went to Trinity, the first things I learned about were what we call the foundations. And the foundations are how your body operates, what it needs, what are the key things that your body needs. Most people don't know what they need. I'm amazed at how many people I see that don't drink water, ever. Can't figure out why they don't feel good. So the very basic premise with Trinity is teaching you about the foundations. It's also teaches you the body-mind-spirit connection, because we're not just bodies. We're not just our minds. We're not just spirit. We're all of it. And having a good understanding of how all three are connected and what each area of your body needs, or your mind needs, or your spirit needs, it all goes together for healing. So you can learn just your foundations and build a business with that. You can learn whatever area of natural health that interests you, like herbs, or homeopathy, which is one of my favorites. You can learn about emotion balancing, the Bach flower remedies. You can learn how to detect issues with a human body through the eyes. It's called iridology. So there's a lot of different avenues that are open through Trinity, and it just depends on where your area of interest is.
Yeah, I want people, y'all, think about this. How many times in your life have you been to doctors, you leave scratching your head, your doctor's scratching his or her head going, I'm not sure, here, take this. And you leave less informed than when you arrived. And I'm thinking, could we not learn about our own bodies and our own health in ways that are outside of the reach and auspices of a drug-based model of health maintenance or recovery? And we've called it disease management, what we have, the medical model in America and much of the West. So what we're talking about is not investing more in a failed system outside of emergency trauma interventions where there's excellence in care in America, I agree. But looking out and saying, you know what, I've got a lot more involved here, and I have a sense that I don't lack for drug molecules in my body. There could be things I don't understand about what my body needs, believe it or not. They didn't give us an owner's manual. And we've lost tribal knowledge because we've lost the wisdom of our ancestors that went to the herbs and the plants and the gardens and, you know, all the things that we know, even in the Bible they talk about. And we've just kind of lost track of that. And I love that we can bring all of those things back together in the Trinity curriculum and then come out and actually help ourselves and our families and our communities as you've done.
Well, that's the beauty of Trinity. You can apply it just for your own knowledge and your own family, or you can apply it community-wide or nationwide. I have clients all over the country that I consult with. So it can be as basic as you want or as big as you want. It's all up to you and what your goals are.
Well, if we're to see, and I recognize everybody's got their own strengths and weaknesses and the things that light them up, right? There's a lot of different things you'll learn through the Trinity courses and different courses you can take, in fact, that you don't have to do it all and you don't have to specialize in an area. I have no interest in that. There's so much variety. So as you've been doing your thing for a number of years now, what have you found or gravitated towards that's unique among Trinity graduates, or maybe it's common to Trinity graduates? Because you probably know folks that have been through the program and they're out there helping people, but they're doing it differently than you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody is unique. We all put our own little spin on our practices, and that's what makes each of us unique. So you design it to where your interests are. Where my path led, in a roundabout way, I started off with learning just basic nutrition, learning how our bodies really operated outside of the medical model, and what do we really need. And, you know, as you stated before, we don't have a prescription medication deficiency. That's not what's going on here. So once I learned those principles, I was able to apply that to my clients. And then I started seeing trends in people. At first, I would, you know, people would come in with bloating and gas and they just didn't feel good. And I started seeing that the underlying issue was an overgrowth of fungus. All right, where's this coming from? And so going back to the foundations and the gut microbiome, teaching people about probiotics and fermented foods and things of that nature. And things started to evolve a bit. And then I started seeing more people coming in with parasites. Okay, what was that all about? So you learn to dig deeper. And where my path has led me over these last 15 years is into the heavy metal toxicity realm. When you start pulling back the layers of junk sitting on top of all of us, underneath it all tends to be heavy metal toxicity or mineral deficiencies, and they go hand in hand. And so that's primarily what I focus on when people come to see me. But again, I mean, you know, I see everybody. I'm not specialized in any one area, so I'm not pigeonholed into one topic. Everything comes through my door, so I see it all.
Julie, I'm most curious about patterns that have emerged, and you started communicating that to us about the common things that are seen. Granted, there are always individual nuances to each person that comes to see you, but you do see overriding or overarching patterns emerge. And you mentioned, you know, the fungal issues, parasites, heavy metals. Now, have any of those required, oh my gosh, there's no way I can get you out of this unless you get on a toxic medication? Because I've seen, again, raised allopathically and pharmaceutically, the response to many of these things is toxic poisons to the body. And yeah, you might be able to temporarily poison what you might call a pathogen or a parasite, but what is left is a body that is in a weakened state, further removed from vitality, because the supplements that may be needed or the foods that carry the minerals that may be needed to replenish, they're going to be diminished even more via the toxic poisons.
Exactly. That's exactly what happens. And, you know, when you have somebody that comes to you that sits down in front of you and doesn't know a thing, they're coming from the medical world, and the medical world has failed them. So they're frustrated, they don't feel good, and now they have to learn a whole new language of what natural health really is and where the symptoms that they're having are coming from. And, you know, once you explain just the basic microbiome, the gut health, and how fungus is supposed to be with us a little bit, but not to the degree that we see now in most people. And they understand that concept, if you take the time to really explain and talk to the client, that's what's lacking. They don't understand. No one's talking to them, and they appreciate it. They walk out of your office feeling confident that they know what they're doing.
Yes.
And they're going to be compliant.
But so, what a novel concept, yeah. Julie, talking and listening. What are the basic art of a healer or a doctor would be to listen to what is coming out of that, what you view, a patient, client, whatever they're called. Mm-hmm. And right now we have, again, a medical model that provides for 2 or 3 minutes of meeting with the practitioner, mm-hmm. the doctor. And what is the doctor going to learn at that time unless you're basically, we will refine our approach and we'll just determine what you are based on the chemical analysis we send out, blood work, da, da, da. And I'm not saying that those can never be helpful, but very often without context, without knowing what's going on in that person's life, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, mm-hmm. of course, physically as well, and you bring that mind-body-spirit connection in. It seems so basic, but it also seems so lost to us in the West.
Well, it is. And if you walk into any doctor's office now, they're sitting behind a computer typing their notes, so they're really not even making eye contact or any physical contact with their patients. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
So you have someone that walks in, we'll take a woman, for example.
Hold on.
Middle-aged
woman. We're
going
to talk about women. We got to take a break. Everybody, get ready.
Oh, okay.
We're talking with Julie Johnson. One more segment, different ways to heal. Thank you to the Trinity School of Natural Health. We'll be back after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It'll take you to Trinity School of Natural Health, trinityschool.org. Y'all check it out. Upcoming events, including my appearance at the Cancer Control Society's annual convention, Labor Day weekend in Glendale, California. Then the Big Truth About Cancer event, that's early in October in Anaheim, California. And then the big finale, the final weekend of October 2019 in Tinley Park, south of Chicago, the Trinity School. We call it Trinity Health Freedom Expo. Wrapping it up, Hour 1 with Julie Johnson. Then we're going to be joined by Larry Cook, talk about the issue of vaccine hesitancy in Hour 2. But, Julie, you were, as we talk about being a doctor or a healer or a teacher, all of these things, however you decide to do it, you were getting into, you know, maybe patterns that have emerged among women coming to see you.
Right. So, So I'm just going to use a typical woman that comes to see me, you know, 40, 50 years old, comes in with fatigue, weight gain, has been to their doctor, blood work shows everything is fine. And they don't feel fine. And they're frustrated because they know they don't feel good, but their doctor is telling them nothing's wrong. So when we do a further evaluation, we often find that the woman is adrenally exhausted. They're pooped out. They are tired. They don't feel good. And it's because the energy has been used up. They're lacking in, you know, certain vitamins and nutrients. And when you explain that to them, they finally feel like they're heard. That's half the battle. If they know that you are listening to them, they're inspired. They walk out with hope, and that's what most people are lacking is hope.
Well, you're right, and then the practical steps to get out of this mess. Because if I could provide you hope, and I say, hey, you know what? I've seen people in your situation, and I've seen them get well, and then you don't give them anything to do, they're like, well, that sounds great, but what do I do, right?
Right.
And so part of that is the practical knowledge that you gained through Trinity School and also the clinical experience you've gained since then to empower the folks to walk a walk that's differently as opposed to your blood work looks fine, it's all in your head, here, take this pill.
Correct. And the thing with blood work, I appreciate blood work and I'll look at it. I don't put a lot of emphasis on it, though, because the blood is simply a transport system. It's not meant to have things lingering there. So if someone has a parasite issue, and I muscle test them for that, and they show up that they've got some parasites, that's not going to show up on blood work because they're not supposed to be floating around like that. So again, when you explain to your client what's going on, how they acquired it, and what to do about it, and they feel that they've been heard, they walk out with hope. They're excited to feel better, and when they return, they do feel better. And you know, everything I've learned from Trinity that can be applied in any natural practice. In my own practice, I do muscle response testing. I do the emotional work with the box flowers, and I utilize homeopathy primarily.
Beautiful. I love what you're doing. And folks, if you want to check out Julie's work, and maybe you want to reach out to her, or maybe you want to kind of follow the path that she's been on and make it your own, there are links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back to Basics Health and Nutrition is where Julie is, Julie Johnson, and it's back to the number two, basicshealth.com. So we got a couple of minutes before we got to wrap this hour here, Julie, and are there any other messages you want to send out? Because I want more people to be out there doing what you're doing. We have a severe shortage of people that can help people in this way.
I agree, and if you're even thinking about it, just if the thought has crossed your mind, check it out. You don't have to make a huge commitment with Trinity. There are a lot of different variations of getting involved and gaining some knowledge. If you just want to stick your big toe in and check it out, go for it. If you want to go full force, do it. Don't waste any more time because we need you.
Yeah, and as I said, I don't want people to wait for a collapse of medicine out there to finally wake up and go, oh my gosh, we're in trouble. You can be the solution. You can be the help right now. It's like, don't wait to plant a garden when you're really hungry or starving. Not a good plan. If you've ever thought or considered, you have the nudge, that sense about you that's like, I'm here to do this. There's a way. There's a path to get there. Reach out to my friends at Trinity School of Natural Health. I love Julie Whitman Klein and the family there. Appreciate them so much. And Julie Johnson, I appreciate you so much for joining me and being an inspiration for those that are about to embark on this journey.
Well, I appreciate you for having me, Robert. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. And I hope your listeners will go for it. And if there's any, I just want to throw this out there real quick. If there's any thought about it, go visit the expo at the end of October.
Yeah, please
there's
join
some
us there.
Great speakers.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That is an excellent expo to visit.
All right. Well, we got to run. We got a whole other hour. Larry Cook scheduled, and I appreciate you being here. Remember, folks, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.